But somebody like that would be, I think, maybe ideal in that room. That might work very well for them. Like, it's not going to hurt to have a veteran, productive presence. No. That would be a good thing.
ESPN's Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Subscribe to hear the full conversation on Apple, Spotify, Wisconsin On Demand, wherever you get your podcasts. All your favorite shows from ESPN Wisconsin. NBA doubleheader tonight on ESPN Madison. Bucks Heat followed by Celtics Lakers.
Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's trusted Kia dealer. Stop into Metro Kia on the east side of Madison or MetroKiaOfMadison.com.
Of Wilde and Tausch begins now, and our friend Josh DiMaggio nails it.
Does he want to produce next week, by the way? Like, I'm out, so
I can text him back and ask him.
Yeah, we need some help.
The signature moment of 2024 were those couple of hours in the offseason when I thought Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones were going to share the backfield. God, that was a special time, Tausch, wasn't it? I don't think it was a couple hours, though. I think it was about 45 minutes.
Yeah, I remember tweeting that out, and then I left it up because unless it's a dumb tweet, I'm going to leave it there. That ended up being a dumb tweet. I thought for a second it would have been, and I don't know if that would have been some big difference maker for this season, but that was a fun time. Signing Xavier McKinney was a fun time. I would disagree with Big Cat. I think there were moments on the field.
I think that's tongue in cheek.
I don't think so. I know Big Cat.
He doesn't do tongue in cheek.
He's a tongue in cheek guy, but I think in this case, I think he's having some fun, but also kind of reiterating the same points that we've been making, which is not a ton of descript plays that were needle movers for a team that never really moved the needle in any big time way outside of maybe a few small non-seismic moves, and that's how you end up with a really nice little plucky season for the 2024 Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, again, there were some great plays, right? And I'm glad, there was the, I think Next Gen Stats put out that it was like the fastest throw of the season, that Jordan Love's touchdown. That was against Houston, wasn't it? That was the Houston game.
Yeah, it was in the white uniforms. Yeah,
yep. Great throw.
The touchdown to Tucker Kraft that just barely misses the defender's fingertips at 61 miles per hour. That was a great play. Memorable. Jesse used the gif of it for posting about the question. That was great. The Josh Jacobs almost touchdown run that was brought up earlier. Yeah, great play. Every team, even the bad teams, have great plays for their highlight reel. Now, some might only have a few, but every team's got great plays. But signature moments are oftentimes what, this win that propelled you to the division title or allowed you to advance. I mean, let's be honest too, Tausch, there were signature moments to be had. As bad as they were against the Eagles offensively, it was 16-10 in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
So, it was not an abject failure of a season by any means. And I thought Monty, with his tweet earlier, I thought, hit it. If you fill the holes, you feel like, hey, there'll be plenty of signature moments potentially next year. But I do think it does kind of tell you where things are at with how the 2024 season went. Jesse, you got a couple more texts you want to hit?
Yeah, well, we're on the theme of offseason moves. I like this one from Dave and Aaron because I think this might actually be where I would vote. The highlight isn't a moment, but the fact that the Gutenator hit so good on McKinney, Jacobs, and McManus, now it's time to do it again this year. Like, if we look at the signature moments of the season, I think the most excitement and the most like, heck yeah, we're here, this is it, was signing Josh Jacobs, signing Xavier McKinney in the span of, what was that, a couple of days.
Yeah.
And then when Brandon McManus came in and just stabilized the kicking unit after all that debacle throughout the preseason at the end of last year, like,
right,
Goody's year almost trumps anything that happened on the field, setting up the team for future success.
So and we don't have to play this now by any means, but you guys know that I am not a fanboy, especially when it comes to Goody. It's my job to be critical where I feel it's necessary and praise where I feel it's necessary.
And when you felt like you got lied to, you hold a grudge.
I would say that grudge has dissipated. Goody and I have had some good conversations. I don't want to be lied to, and he knows that. And we can agree to disagree on the Jordy Nelson idea that he would have prevented Devontae from becoming a number one receiver, which I think he's wrong about. But as I said to him, and you can probably find it in the audio clip from his presser from last week, you know, I said, Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney, those weren't just home run free agents. Those like walk-off grand slams. And he said, I appreciate that. But they were. I'm not saying that he's not good enough to do that again, Dave and Aaron. What I am saying is I'm not sure. I'm sure there are worthwhile free agents that we're going to be talking about as March approaches. In fact, I was going through the 2025 free agent, unrestricted free agents in the NFL. Pro Football Focus has its ranking of the top 100 that they put out yesterday. I don't know, Jim. I'm going through the list. And tell me, out of the top 10... how many of these guys you're excited about, old T?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start at 10 and work my way up. Josh Sweat, edge rusher, Philadelphia. Yeah. Number 9, Sam Darnold, quarterback, Minnesota Vikings.
Meh.
Number 8, Ronnie Stanley, tackle, Baltimore.
Meh.
Number 7, Amari Cooper, Buffalo wide receiver.
Nah.
Now, number 6 piqued my interest a bit. DJ Reed, corner, New York Jets. It's a need.
Kind of intrigued, but I don't know enough about him. I'd rather have Sauce Gardner.
Okay. I don't think he's available. Number 5. Khalil Mack, 17 sacks a year ago, I think 6 this year. Number 4, Chris Godwin, Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver.
No.
Number 3, Javon Holland, safety, Miami Dolphins.
We all good here with the safety spot. We're all good.
Number 2, Trey Smith, guard, Kansas City Chiefs.
Gonna be too expensive. No.
And the number 1 free agent on Pro Football Focus's big board, T. Higgins, wide receiver, Cincinnati.
Yeah, there's nobody on that list outside of, I guess I have to do a little research on Reed from the Jets, because corner is obviously someplace that the Packers feel like they need to to get better, but I just don't envision, with all of the core players that you feel good about coming up and you need to pay, and Jordan Love's contract is going to continue to ratchet as, you know, they've deferred some money and bonused it and kept his salary lower. You have to be very selective. And none of those, like Khalil Mack, while you think, well, it's a position in need, Goody ain't signing a 32-year-old dude.
Nope.
That is probably starting to wind down. He's just not. So I would look at it and say, you're going to see more of in that 50 range. This isn't last offseason. I don't think there's anything glaring that you don't feel like you have guys that could emerge, or you find some supplemental and you go get draft, you really focus draft-wise on where you're at. That's how I see Green Bay. I think it's more of a, you know, an older, if you're going to do an older player, I think it's going to be an interior lineman that you bring in if Josh Myers ends up walking out the door, and then you let the young guys develop and you have a little more security than what you've had in the past.
Rasul Douglas is 15th on their list. Aaron Jones is 20th. Your guy Carlton Davis III, the Lions corner who suffered the broken jaw that ended his season. You liked him,
Take him.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
I think Sewell. Is there a chance Sewell comes back?
I'd be on board. And I do think that there's a misconception about his departure. I talked to people subsequently. They did not think he was too outspoken or he was not a locker room problem. I know there was that kind of narrative from some because he was outspoken about the Joe Barry defense. Well, guess what? He was right about the Joe Barry defense. So there are some other names. We'll get to that in the coming weeks.
Are we going to have a T. Higgins conversation at some point? Because that's the one.
Right now is not that point because we're going to play trivia. But do you think while you're off cruising the ocean blue, is that a conversation you want to have?
I think it's the one that's gotten the most buzz already, and it was last offseason.
Not happening.
I just don't see it. I'll tell you what. Let's do this tomorrow.
Guys.
Okay? Because there is an exchange that
I do
have
it tomorrow.
With...
I'm not going to be here. It's not happening. So you guys can go ahead and go into it.
Well,
that's cute.
Yeah, okay.
It's not going to happen.
Well, it's not. As is often the case. I hate you. As is often the case, it's a jumping off point for the bigger question about the number one wide receiver. And I know Jesse
Devontae
has
Adams.
Racked the exchange Devontae. I had with Goody about that and about how there was always a homegrown number one who grew out of their
Devontae.
Group.
How on one hand can you say you want Devontae back but not T. Higgins?
Because Devontae's not going to cost
knows
as
the
much.
System. He's going to be a heck of a lot cheaper than T. Higgins.
Yeah.
He is.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's why, Jesse.
All right.
What do you usually say? Finn?
Yeah. Period Finn.
I don't understand. Why do you think this? Come on now.
Can we just acknowledge that you, without video, you're a little edgier toward us than you are when you have to look us in the eye?
I don't think so. I
was debating whether I wanted to share this or not, but there was a text earlier. I forget who it was from. It's kind of buried now. They said Tausch is kind of like the Wizard of Oz when he's behind the curtain, not on video. He's a little,
what does that mean?
You're a little bolder and stronger with some of your takes and your pushbacks.
Maybe a little douchier,
when we
too.
Can't see you on video.
Maybe douchier, but definitely not bolder. Who said that?
I'll check who it was on the text line and say, hey, like
you're
the
making
wizard.
It up. That bolder. Come on now.
All right, we need...
Come on.
As much as I'd love to have the T. Higgins conversation with radio-only, somewhat douchier Tausch.
Pay no attention to that man behind the video stream.
Let's play trivia. Jesse, what's today's category and what color would you like?
Which Packers pass catcher am I? Oh, because we were originally going to talk about number one wide receiver.
Oh, T. Higgins. So, I'm going to guess T. Higgins.
Tyler Davis.
Off the board, T. Higgins. Not
Smitty.
Not one of the available answers. Which Packers pass catcher am I? The Packers won 11 games this year. Let's do caller 11.
They didn't have a number one receiver, so we would not do caller one. All right, caller 11 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 11 plays trivia. Tausch, I'm guessing the Packers' lack of a number one wide receiver also made it challenging at times to play Prize Picks with them.
Oh, I don't know about that. It was fun. Prize Picks, the best place to get real money sports action with over 10 million members, billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports more accessible and simple to play. You got the big game coming up. You got Jaden Daniels, who's had one of the best rookie seasons I've ever seen at the quarterback position. 0.5 yards. 0.5! You got that one. I am looking at Jalen Hurts. I'm going to go a less on Jalen Hurts because I think he's banged up. I don't think he's going to have a big game. But Saquon, I think he's going to go more. That's the beauty of Prize Picks. It lets your sports opinions, it gives you an opportunity to turn it into cash, and just instead of talking about it, do something about it. Get on Prize Picks. It's easy. 60 seconds or less, and you can turn them sports opinions into real money. Download the app today. Use that code WI. You get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, download the app. Use code WI and get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks.
Run your game. Trivia's next.
The last couple times, you've just ran with it.
No, I just did it once, but that's fine.
You did it twice yesterday, bruh.
Check the tape!
Yep.
I know you did it twice yesterday. I'm going to give the win on the challenge there to Old T.
Hey!
He gets to retain the flag.
Check the tape!
Coming to Old Root.
Didn't need to. He's giving a little love to the Root.
Sky Judge was in my ear. He said, yep, Wildy did it twice yesterday.
That's what I thought.
Trivia's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Slow down on Monday.
For trivia,
Jason, is Bisaccia definitely back next year?
I mean, I never would say definitely if I don't know it for a fact, but
what was his contract? Did he do a 3-year deal?
I do believe he's still under contract for another year, yes, but I don't know that for certain either.
And you know they wanted him last time.
Oh, the Riz man,
the Rizinator. Could use a little Riz in our life, don't you think?
Well, if you've got the Yule log going, there's a chance you'll have that. Let's play trivia.
Literally. Slow burn.
Nice.
Thanks.
I've got my Yule log right there on the camera angle. There you go. There it is. Hi. There it is, Yule log. Let's welcome in the Yule log aficionado. It is Sparky in Sussex to play trivia. Sparky, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing better every day. How are you?
It's been a while since you played trivia. Hadn't it been a minute?
Yeah, it has been. I've been, spending all my time in rehab, so I listen, but sometimes it's hard to get over to the phone.
Rehab from your shoulder injury, we should clarify, right? So shoulder surgery, was it?
Yep. Yeah, okay. So hopefully get out of the sling a week or two.
Okay, not like there, Amy Jason. Winehouse. I'm going to rehab, just to be clear. All right, let's play trivia.
Another man.
That's a whole different animal. Sparky, before you start trivia, what was the Packers' signature moment this season?
Well, I guess I want to agree with you. It was blocking that kick. We were actually sitting up at an establishment up in the Dells. And there were some Bears fans there, so they thought they had it wrapped up. So it was really nice to put it back in their face.
Was it an ice cream shop? Because you can cite which place you were at if it was an ice cream shop.
They do serve ice cream there.
Okay.
I have an idea.
I think we're done.
Y'all are crazy, man. Y'all are crazy, man.
The only drawback to Tausch not being on video is one of the things that is the highlight of the show for me each day is if I say something that authentically makes him laugh, then I've done my job. And I think I got one there. All right, let's play trivia. The category, I'll be honest, I love it when Jesse does this. I really do. I like this mechanism. Which Packers pass catcher am I? Following the very lengthy conversation we had about a number one wide receiver.
This would be a great tease for whenever that happens.
And Ed Helms sucks. All right, question one. For the second straight season, I led the Green Bay Packers in receiving yards this year. Which Packers pass catcher am I? Am I Jaden Reed, Romeo Dobbs, or Samori Toure?
That would be Jaden Reed.
One for one. A question two. Unfortunately for me, I finished 3 yards shy of 100 receiving yards this season. Which Packers pass catcher am I? Am I Bo Melton, Malik Heath, or Luke Musgrave?
I'm going to go with Malik Heath.
Luke Musgrave, 7 catches for 45 yards. Bo Melton, 8 catches for 91 yards. Malik Heath, 10 catches, 97 yards. You are correct. 2 for 2. Question number 3, and a chance at a clean sweep, is this. In Jordan Love's first 2 years as the Packers' starting quarterback, Jaden Reed, aforementioned, has caught the most touchdown passes with 14. I have the second most. Which Packers pass catcher am I? Am I Tucker Kraft, Romeo Dobbs, or Dontavian Wicks?
Strictly a guess. I'm going to go Wicks.
Romeo. Romeo Dobbs had, what, 8 last season? And then had another 4 this season? Is my math correct on that? Giving him 12 total. Jesse, what do you got?
All right. So here's the thing. He's right. I trust that I was right on this. I don't have the numbers in front of me because
I don't think anybody else does.
I originally I drafted these questions up for last week, but we ended up shifting some trivia stuff around last week as the week evolved. And I deleted the note I had in my phone right, where
so
I wrote
Tucker
down the numbers.
All right. Just stop stop with the excuses.
Sorry.
Okay. Tucker Kraft had 7 this year. He had 2 last year. That gives him 9. Romeo Dobbs had 8 last year. He had 4 this year. That gives him 12. And Dontavian Wicks had 4 last year. And he had 5 this year. That gives him 9. So Romeo Dobbs is indeed the correct answer, which is not what Sparky said. He said Wicks, so he got it wrong. Sparky, you got 2 out of 3, which Meatloaf taught us ain't bad. You got 3 of the possible 4 entries. Hope your recovery keeps going well, buddy. We appreciate your loyalty to the show, even if you're just stuck on this show because you can't get your arm over to the radio knob to change the channel.
Come on. Give yourselves a little more credit than that, Jason.
You're a tremendous slouch.
Love you guys.
All right, we love you too. Thanks, buddy. All right, that is trivia.
And we have great shows all off season.
What are the Cowboys doing? Hey, what are the Cowboys doing?
I don't know. What are the Cowboys doing? Do you tell me?
I will tell you. Do you want me to tease this out?
Well, we have O'Nelly coming up, so no.
Nah, I can tease it. I don't know if I have anything better.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Jesse's been on a cruise ship for the last 2 days, so I don't think we could. I will tease this out. The Dallas Cowboys completely butchered this Mike McCarthy ordeal. They thought they had him. He called their bluff, and now they're sitting with a pair of 2s hoping that this is going to get them over the hump. I'll tell you what all that means next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Oh, the big teaser. By the way, with Tausch running the show, like in the driver's seat, as it were, how was Thomas and Tausch? Not from a interesting information standpoint, because you got a Pro Football Hall of Famer and a Packers Hall of Famer, two smart, entertaining guys. I don't doubt that that show was great. And I'm not talking from a clockwork management standpoint either.
That's good to know.
Since I was part of that, as we struggled as I crisscrossed the state on my way to Eau Claire. But from a, am I easily replaced, Jesse?
Well,
could Tausch host the show without me? Like, next time I'm out, instead of you sliding into my chair, do we slide Tausch into my chair and you bring in a replacement Tausch?
I mean, you're setting me up for failure here. I don't want to tell you that there were texters on Friday that were like, wow, this is great. We should get Jason out of here all the time and just do this show.
That doesn't sound like setting you up for failure. That sounds like setting me up for being told that I'm replaceable.
No one could replace you, Jason.
Okay. Let's get to whatever Tausch's tease was. What is happening in Big D, Old T?
Okay, so the Cowboys last year, tough loss to the Pack. Mike McCarthy's contract is down to his last year. Every other owner in the world gives a contract extension or fires. That's what you do.
Right. It's one or the other.
Quality organizations don't let head coaches go on a lame duck contract. They just don't. Okay, they did that. All right? Mike does it, and they have a tough year. Quarterback gets hurt, a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
They battle, but, you know, miss the playoffs. Jerry Jones felt like he had Mike McCarthy under his wing.
Under his thumb.
He wouldn't let him go an interview. He thought that Mike McCarthy, when Jerry said jump, Mike would say how high. Mike flipped the script on the billionaire. And by the way, great actor. Jerry Jones, fantastic actor.
Jeez.
I don't want to poo-poo Jerry's acting.
Uh-huh.
One of the finest acting performances I've seen in a long time.
Playing himself.
Mike McCarthy throws down and says, no, I'm donezo, bruh. I don't need this. The Cowboys are going to hire Mike back for a 2 or 3 year deal. Mike says no. The Cowboys are left with their drawers around their ankles. And now they don't interview any of the hot candidates. They now are going to hire, and I'm going to butcher his name. It's Schottenheimer. I don't know if it's Marty. It's not Marty. Is it Brian?
Brian.
Kurt?
Brian.
Kurt was Brian. The old Packers coach.
Yes.
Kurt was on staff.
Uh-huh.
Brian Schottenheimer is going to be the coach for the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm telling you right now, I think Jerry was thinking he had his big hand. He was going to force Mike to do something. And now he's sitting there, and he's going to tell you how great everything's going to be. And he's going to go try to win a Super Bowl with a pocket of twos, a pair of deuces. Is he going to be able to bluff some people out? I highly doubt it. And it just goes to show you how important organizations are. The Cowboys, it ain't it. And you're going to find out quickly what this is all going to do by, you know, butchering this this coaching search in a monster, monster way.
Jane Slater of the NFL Network. The Cowboys met with offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer for more than 5 hours yesterday in what was their second interview this week with him. When asked if this was imminent or whether news was expected today, I was told nothing as of yet, per a source informed. The wait continues. Jerry did not want, Jesse might not have either. Jerry did not want Mike back really though, right?
No, I think he wanted Mike back on his terms. Not a 5-year deal, not $13 million. I think
cheaper.
He wanted him on a shorter deal with less money. Yeah.
Because in some ways, you're right, he flipped the script. In other ways, you know, Mike McCarthy, I don't know, is he going to be the Saints head coach, or is he just going to be back here in Green Bay doing a weekly hit on our program like Barry Alvarez on the Great Dane Huddle?
It's a great question, Jimmy.
Yeah, I don't know. But he deserves better from the Cowboys. And if they end up just hiring the guy that was the offensive coordinator because he's...
Well, that's what they're going to do.
I mean, I thought maybe he... Jerry, great actor. I thought maybe he was going to hire Deion Sanders.
Okay.
You don't think so?
No. No.
You never thought that was a possibility?
No. No. Okay.
You're entitled to your opinion. No. Time now for Woe Now.
Yeah, I am. Thanks.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just need that video back.
At Tracy Sirocco's house, his mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Woe Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Jesse, before you start, I want to let everyone know that Jerry, not in the prairie, I don't think, sent me the information I needed. It is not called the magic straw. It is called the life straw. Just an FYI if you're interested. Free advertising for the life straw.
I feel like better branding would call it the magic straw.
If only you could drink ice cream through it. What do you got?
Whoa, Nelly!
Hey, guys. It's mock draft season. It's time. So our show's official stance on mock drafts has been we only look at the ones provided by ESPN NFL GOAT Mel Kiper Jr. Is that still going to be our stance this year with the Green Bay Packers holding the 23rd overall pick?
Sure. For now.
Jason, do we have unanimous agreement on that?
I'll tell you this. After Mel Kiper called out Tausch for inaccurately depicting how he was scouted by Mel, I am pro-Mel 1,000,000%. So yes, I am happy to sign up for that policy.
So Mel Kiper Jr.'s first mock draft of the offseason has outside linebacker Mike Green from the Marshall Thundering Herd coming to the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, maybe he's good. It's too early for me.
So I think especially when the Packers are in this position in the 20s with a first round pick, it's not as much about the name in these mocks as it is for me the position that these guys are identifying.
Not the name. Listen, Sherlock. This isn't going to be hard. You're going to look for a corner. You're going to look for an edge, and you're going to look for a wideout. That's I think where. And if something falls in where an offensive lineman or a great defensive tackle drops, at this point, Green Bay grabs the best player available. I'm not interested in chasing some dream. Of, oh, maybe this guy will be this. Get me a ball player. Get me somebody that's going to come in here and wreak havoc and make a signature play. So we sit here next year at this time, we're still talking about, boy, did you imagine that first-round pick made that play? And that's why we're playing in the NFC Championship game. That's what I'm looking for. By the way, anybody see who's up for O'Roy?
That would be
Odoy?
Offensive.
Odoy.
Offensive what of the year?
Defensive rookie
still,
of the year.
He still didn't get it right.
Offensive defensive
D-Roy.
Of the year.
D-Roy. O has nothing D-Roy. To do with it.
Yeah, I was wrong on that. I got an offensive mindset. D-Roy. Anybody that went last year, I told y'all this is who the G&G need to get.
Cooper to G.
Anybody notice who's on that D-Roy list?
No. Tell us more, O'Roy.
Chop. How many times did I yell Chop?
Didn't Chop go like top 10 in the end? Didn't he end up going way up?
Top 10. Nah, I wasn't top 10. Chop. Chop.
Start thinking of who your guy is this year, Watson.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look. Penn State's cat's pretty good, but he's going to be long gone by the time we.
He's going to be like the number one pick.
Yeah, I said no, he's not going to be there. Just like I said, Stafford's not going to get traded, but it makes sense to do it. You want me to come with ideas and things, I'm going to do that. I want to spur conversation. I want to have a dialogue. I want to have conversations.
Your finalists for defensive rookie of the year, or the
O'Doy.
RS follows. Cooper DeJean, who was linked to the Packers
could've
many
been a
times.
Packer, yeah.
Defensive back, Philadelphia Eagles. Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback, Philadelphia Eagles.
Could have been a Packer.
Braden Fiske, the defensive end for the
Rams.
Los Angeles Rams. Jared Verse, linebacker, Los Angeles Rams.
Not all of them.
Could have been Packers.
And Tausch's guy, Chop Robinson, linebacker.
Could have been a Packer.
Miami Dolphins. Miami
could
Dolphins.
Could have been a Packer.
How do you butcher defensive rookie of the year initials, especially as someone who talked about Jair Alexander and would call him repeatedly his D-boy?
Put an O in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I screwed that up. That's on old Root. That's the root to the problem. I'm losing it here, not being on video. I rooted that one. That was a root.
Whoa, Nelly.
I didn't know your ability to spell acronyms was impacted by your video presence.
Well, you should learn. That is.
All right. I think we've exhausted our Whoa, Nelly on that one question.
Sherlock.
Oh, that was funny. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
So tomorrow, not only will we not have VOT, video only, Tausch, DPOY, we also won't have ROT, radio only, Tausch. You're out tomorrow. Is that correct?
I'm out ski tomorrow, yep.
Okay.
I need a break. This no video and battling, trying to get back on video. It takes a lot out of you. It's making me thirsty. It's making me thirsty.
Jamaican me crazy, and these pretzels are making me thirsty. So we will have Uncle Homer in as your cousin sub. We will get to some of the conversations we didn't get to
T. Higgins.
Today.
You guys break down the
That's
T. Higgins
on the docket
signing.
Tomorrow. That's already there. Yep.
I don't think that that's
how much
accurate
weight
picture.
Will Jesse gain on the cruise?
Oh, jeez.
Well, that's not nice.
So this is your parting
shot? Well, Jesse,
shot?
I'm going to tell you something.
8 pounds.
No, Jesse, you have been great, but cruises are a hard thing.
Yeah.
Man. There's ice cream and cookies and food everywhere all the time, and there's drinks are flowing. It is a tough place to eat right.
I have never been on a cruise before. It'll be my first experience next week. We leave over
You're
the weekend.
Where are you cruising to?
Western Caribbean we'll be in for a whole week. Stops in Belize, Cozumel. good stuff going on. So I'm very excited. It's Beck and I's first vacation ever, just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
So that's going to be an experience.
A little honeymoon,
we'll see.
Huh?
Kind of.
A little honeymoon for the big fella.
We canceled the honeymoon to Hawaii, so this is kind of that, I suppose.
I did.
Do we think Mo?
I did.
Do we think Mo will have some company in the future?
Oh, burn.
He's staying with his puppy cousins next week, so he's got that going for him.
That's not what I mean.
You got to give it. You got to give that dog to the dude that. You had to watch for 3 weeks. I'm hoping he takes care of your dog.
Oh, look, we're all
Tell
out
me
time.
He's taking care of your dog.
He is not. He is not. Rufus.
What?
Rufus and Mo are not hanging out next
all
week.
All right.
The dude, you had to go watch his dog for a month? He's not taking care of it for a week?
All right, we got to go. Jesse will
I
be
think
here
that's
tomorrow.
That's a tear dropper. He should be dropping tears with that decision.
Jesse will be here tomorrow. Homer will be here tomorrow. I will be here tomorrow. Tausch. Enjoy what you got going on. We appreciate you. That's it for us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.